USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says this is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Nearly 1 year after the tragic death of 9 military service members at sea, their families have announced they're filing a lawsuit against British Aerospace Systems, the designer of the amphibious assault vehicle in which they drowned. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
Attorneys representing the families of 9 service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment, for your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
In Boston, 2 trolleys crashed along Commonwealth Avenue. According to officials, 23 people were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's 3rd District Court of Appeal has struck down a provision in a state law that made it a crime for staff members at nursing homes to willfully and repeatedly fail to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after clearly being informed of the preferred name or pronoun. In a 3-0 ruling, the court says the provision violates the employee's freedom of speech. It was enacted in 2017 by the state legislature as part of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents' Bill of Rights. Intentionally using the wrong name or pronoun was a misdemeanor, with a maximum punishment of 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine. Justice Elena Duarte said, "We recognize that misgendering may be disrespectful, discourteous, and insulting, and used as an inartful way to express an ideological disagreement with another person's expressed gender identity." She also wrote that the provisions restrict more speech than is necessary to achieve the government's compelling interest in eliminating discrimination. In occurrence, Justice Ronald Roby wrote, "To not call one by the name one prefers or the pronoun one prefers is simply rude, insulting, and cruel." The decision upholds a separate provision mandating that when assigned rooms based on gender, long-term care facilities and their staffs must make decisions based only on a transgender resident's gender identity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.